Welcome, boos and ghouls! I'm Chill Bill.
And I'm Scaredy Abby.
And these are some of the souls we like.
Did I blow the mic out?
Typically.
Okay.
These noises are coming from beyond the grave. We die.
Spider venom. Oh, God. Spider venom got rot.
But you know what?
What?
I've played them RPGs. You know what you need to get your HP back to full? An elixir.
Oh my God!
For a great taste that just won't hide, drink Dr. Jekyll Pepper Elixir, a devilishly delightful soda.
Since 1885, I call bullshit.
Maybe. It could be.
Oh.
Orca Beverage.
Okay.
Which I believe is the same company as the other one. But this has, like, way more character than the other bottle.
I think
we did these in the correct order.
Yeah. That one definitely would have been a downgrade in comparison to this. I feel a little weird now without the music. The music was a mistake. Now it feels empty. My life is empty without the silly Halloween music. I'm good. Give me a second. I just want to...
She needs it just to feel.
It's so...
This is the weirdest version of emo I've ever...
It's so whimsical and... What? That lady just got... What? Okay.
This is a very complicated episode.
Yep.
First we were dead.
Yeah. And now I'm sad.
My hand's very cold.
Yeah, you're still holding the soda.
Yeah, it's cold. It's a cold bottle.
Yeah. It just came out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if we just pop it open?
Ooh. Within the first 5 minutes? Who are we? No, we don't need to bullshit for two more minutes. You can go ahead.
Ow.
I would have laughed my ass off if that hadn't been a twist off.
No, I looked.
Okay.
I look at these.
Well, this is a clear bottle.
This is a clear bottle.
With a brown soda.
Yeah. With a hint of red.
Yep.
A real hint.
Yeah. But it definitely doesn't look like...
It's not black as night.
Yeah. Okay, what was weird about that one, it was like... You know, when they try to make black glass and it just ends up being, like, really, 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 really super dark brown?
Right.
It was just like that.
Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah. It was like looking at liquid glass. It was really weird.
Yeah.
This, however, is not like
this
that.
This looks like...
I can definitely see light through it.
It's still kind of a dark soda, but yeah. Yeah, you can actually see light through it.
Not
holding
just
up to the light
top.
Gives you a little bit more of the red.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely.
Whoa.
Definitely along those spicy cherry lines.
Which, I mean, this bottle is suddenly very slippery. Good news, it's got the same amount of sugar as the last one.
Great, we're gonna die.
But none of the caffeine.
All right.
Which probably bodes well for its taste. Caffeine doesn't taste very good.
Yeah, that's fair.
But they over-sugared it anyway?
Yeah.
Usually all the sugar is just to compensate for how bitter caffeine is.
True. I didn't know that. I mean, I did... I don't know.
You kind of knew that from black coffee and black tea.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I did know that, but I didn't consciously know that.
Yeah.
Alright.
Here's a spooky Halloween treat. I provided real information.
To me.
To a relevant party.
Well, and to all of you, I'm sure, but...
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Yeah,
it's just... This smells like... Yeah, like a spicy cherry candy.
Yep. And spicy cherry is technically...
Spiced cherry, I guess.
Well, spicy cherry is the colloquial name for what a fucking Dr. Pepper tastes like, because otherwise nobody knows what fucking Dr. Pepper tastes like, because there's 23 flavors,
yeah,
quote, unquote, that...
I believe that.
Go into making Dr. Pepper, so...
I like a Dr. Pepper a lot.
Oh, me too. But the colloquial name for it is spicy cherry.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that's what they're going for. So, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
We actually definitely didn't do that.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, but
that was someone else. Give it the mouth.
Mm. I went right to my nose.
That, like, super carbonates in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to need to blow my nose after this. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste bad, though.
It's definitely got the spicy going.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm fine with. Why?
Okay, I really wish you could hear.
Why does it foam explode in your mouth? Yeah, yeah.
I wish you could hear what is happening in my mouth. It's like, so we actually had this reaction with the pear as well.
Yes.
However, it wasn't spicy. It was just sort of like a pleasant foaming sensation. This is like...
This is the kind of...
This is like Pop Rocks.
This is the kind of shit that happens when you have, like, a strong ginger beer.
Yeah.
It just grabs you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a ginger beer for people that don't like ginger.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
Mm. My tongue feels weird already.
Roof of my mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not into the amount of sugar.
Together we have one complete mouth. That's weird.
Yeah,
that's really weird.
That was weird. That was not a thing for you to say.
Sometimes I just think of the weird thing to say and I just go for it.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because life's short.
But you know what's weird is that if we did have
I do know what's weird.
Well,
one of us would have a completely destroyed mouth.
Right, but our teeth size would probably remain about the same. We have large teeth.
I suppose.
I mean, I have very large teeth. I don't know.
I don't think mine are terribly big. I think it's just a couple top front.
Yeah, those are kind of the ones that I meant.
Okay.
Yeah, because
the rest of them are pretty small.
Yeah, the rest of them are fairly normal sized, probably. I don't tend to measure the sizes of my friends' back teeth.
I don't understand
why
not.
Ones.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
I just get real close, and I measure them.
Do you mind if I? Do you mind if I? Do you mind if I?
Do you mind excuse if me. I? Excuse
and
me.
Just picture Abby
can
with an
I
entire.
Just, excuse me. I just need to get
entire
this
entire yardstick.
Just right up in here. I just need to. Oh, good. Oh, how wonderful. Delightful. I don't stop looking at me. I don't know what's happening.
I've lost track.
I don't
know what flavor this is anymore, because I've got, like, the spicy is still in there.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of, like...
Yes, I would not
like cinnamon.
Honestly say. Yeah, I would honestly not.
Like a Red Hot back there.
Mm. Well...
I guess it's going for pepper elixir.
Yeah, which... I mean, we assumed what meant Dr. Pepper.
But no, it meant cracked pepper.
It meant like, this is going to taste, it's spicy soda. Hello. Hooray. Huh. Congratulations.
Now, this is not as spicy.
Excuse me. Goodness.
As the three pepper cider I had.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
That was delicious.
Hmm. Wasn't that alcoholic, though?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I did try some of that. It tasted,
it tasted like
yep.
Like pepper juice.
Yep. boozy pepper juice.
Yeah. I should never drink it again.
Oh, no. It was a good drink, but a bad night.
It was a good drink. It didn't stay in me long.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But this probably will. For better or worse.
Sitting there with all the other... so much sugar.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. It just gets weirder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now that my tongue is, like, numb to the shock of it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting more of the flavor,
mm-hmm.
it's so weird. It's also a very burpy soda.
Yeah, it is a very burpy soda. I have several times now just taken a drink and let it sit there for a couple mm-hmm. seconds in my mouth. And, yeah, wow, that pepper is really...
It's really there.
Really hanging on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still... experiencing that the sensation on my tongue right now.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's not like...
the ghost of soda's past.
Immediately past.
Immediately past.
30 seconds ago.
Mm. Ooh. It's not the worst thing we've had.
No, it's not the worst thing we've had tonight.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Oh.
So, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah. It's a novelty.
I would absolutely put that in a mix of beverages served at a Halloween party
yes.
as a prank.
Hell yeah.
Have somebody grab it and just like, you just hear from the other side of the room, what?
What?
Try this. Yeah, that'd be...
Mm-hmm.
They kind of nailed what they were going
yep,
for.
Yep, I honestly. Agree.
But...
For our purposes.
I mean, this is kind of how big my parties are.
What up?
Yeah. That stung. It stung here and here. Which
well,
is weird.
Okay, well, it wasn't... It was a really awkward angle for a high five, all right?
It wasn't great.
Would have been better to have done this hand, but we did that hand, and so it was... And I wanted it to make a sound, otherwise it would have just been a really awkward pause, so... Of course, talking about it for 20 seconds afterwards has made it... has probably undone...
Sure.
Whatever face I was trying to save. He's burping.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
For an analogy.
Oh, yeah. Analogy.
I do a lot of self-pointed food pranks.
All right.
To make other people uncomfortable as they watch me eat something stupid.
Okay. Example.
So my analogy is recently going out to Five Guys with Phoebe.
Yes. Hey, Phoebe.
Got the...
What up, girl?
Got the cup of ketchup to dip the grilled cheese in, which...
Okay.
Chase your bliss, that's fine.
Yeah.
That place definitely has free peanuts, and I just kept dipping my peanuts in her
ketchup. Ah, yes! The ketchup peanuts.
Yeah. This is kind of a similar sensation.
Yeah.
Where you're just like... I'm getting distinct flavors that don't combine at all.
Yeah.
And it's lingering.
Mm-hmm.
And I might be into it.
Yep.
But I probably shouldn't be.
Well. All right.
But I just kept eating it until it was gone. And I drank this until it was gone.
You did.
And I give ketchup-covered peanuts, and by extension, Dr. Jekyll's pepper elixir... 43. Yeah, I think it's a little below average.
All right.
It kind of hurts.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, it's I'm in pain.
I can't put it above average. Pepper happening on my tongue. Oh, it has been a good two minutes. Since
it's navigated it. Down to here. I've got like
oh no,
I've got like a pepper cloud.
Ooh,
like the lower end of what I can feel in my throat was without protesting.
Woof.
Peacefully, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And it just got pepper elixired.
Yeah,
by the police.
Because that happens.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
There is that episode of Metalocalypse where they all get cod pieces, where when they thrust, pepper spray comes out of it, and they just keep pepper spraying a turkey.
Oh.
And one of them like eats some of it, and they're just like, "This is really good, but I can't feel my mouth." It's a good TV show.
Yeah.
Just all of them standing on a picnic table, just crotch thrusting and pepper spraying an entire turkey.
Yeah, that's quite a mental image.
Stupid.
Okay, to me, this is watching videos on the internet of which
who's
you know,
ever done that?
Yeah, right? Who does that? Videos are for chumps. Audio is where it's at.
YouTube.com/AndBetter. And Dragons plays every Monday and Friday. Join us on a wild adventure as we try to return the Fight Stone to Night Stone.
Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds like a good time.
And we're back.
The Fight Stone to Night Stone.
Yeah, we gotta get the Fight Stone back.
Nice. Yeah. Very good.
Stolen by giants. Spoilers, I guess. Not really.
It's, I mean...
Light spoilers
yeah.
for, like, the first act.
Right. Oh, the particular sort of videos on the internet that I was referring to...
Oh, my.
...were, videos... Wow. Okay, so... Somebody goes to the theater...
Shit.
...to see a show.
Holy
not
shit.
A movie, but a show. And...
Theater, like...
R-E, not
yeah,
E-R.
It's exactly what I was going to say, yeah.
The theater.
Theatre.
The theater.
Theatrice. There's three of them.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot. Sorry. But...
It's okay. I forget.
Yeah, good. Good, good, good. And in the video...
Right.
Somebody's phone goes off.
I hate that.
Right. They stop the show and fucking berate...
Oh...
The person whose phone goes off. Like, when it says...
I got confused, and I thought we were talking about movies again, and when the phone goes off in the movie, and
yeah.
it kind of sounds like yours, and you just keep checking your goddamn pocket,
yeah.
and you're just like, I'm an idiot every single time.
It's
That's
not me.
I thought that was.
It's not me. It's not me.
But
no.
I remember now it's live theater.
Yeah, live theater. Sorry. Yeah. Theater! And so then the actor on stage stops, and... just starts going at the person whose phone went off. And it's...
That sucks.
Partially really satisfying to see those people get, like, fucking just torn apart. But on the other hand, I really just wish that they had turned their phone off in the first place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what
it might be satisfying for 10 of the 45 seconds.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then the rest of it is just, man, this ruined the show for everybody else. And, yeah, just not fun. But, it was good. You know.
Yeah.
It was good.
We got berated in the mouth.
What?
We got berated in the mouth. It's so accurate.
Yeah, it is.
Like, holy shit.
Wow. Well.
You nailed it.
I did. Wow. I nailed it. Fancy that. Got it in one.
Have you enjoyed our Halloween analogies?
Oh, I forgot about the Halloween.
We kind of, I hope you paused it partway through because it's now November 1st.
Right, exactly. So take the first part of this episode and put it on last week's episode.
No,
when we actually had Halloween. No, I'm not telling you to do that editing. I'm telling them to do it in their minds.
I ain't doing
shit. Yeah, no. So you guys, in your minds, pretend that the beginning of this week's went with last week's episode when we actually had Halloween.
go to a regression therapist and let them just bullshit you until that's what you think happened.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind this. Just, like...
Well, they at least had a machine.
All right, fine. But just yeah, I'm gonna give kind, it...
let somebody yell at you about owls. That's a movie I've seen.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Movie reference.
I've seen Eternal Sunshine too.
Oh. Like, all right. Oh yeah, you knew that they had a machine. Yeah. Fancy that. Yeah. Let's see. I'm gonna give it a...
Sounds promising.
I'm gonna give it a 56.
Okay.
And you gave it a 43.
I tend to rate things a little lower if I'm in pain.
Well, I'm... Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. That makes sense.
It's...
Yeah.
It's fair.
So we're... So
43
we're,
to 56.
Is that 40...
49 and a half.
Yep, yeah.
Saint average. Don't you dare try to tell us it's an average... If you try to tell us this soda's average, you better look out this next Halloween. Yeah. I'll remember it for a year, and I'll wear a pumpkin in my head, and I'll come riding down the street, mm-hmm. and it's gonna be all foggy and misty. You're gonna hear like some spooky noises coming from all around you, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna roll right up to you. I'm gonna put a boot right in your ass.
Did anybody think it was going to end that way? No?
Your ass didn't.
Hey!
See you later, soap pals. Happy Halloween.
Stay safe.
Or else...